This month, we're hearing a series of interviews about religious faith and cultural identity in West Virginia. John Simmons grew up on the west side of Charleston and is now a pastor in a church there. But a few years ago, he heard a calling that would take him and his family to northern Thailand for a Christian missionary work for 4 years. Here, John's wife Lisa asks him to reflect on the family's time there and what it meant to him and his faith.
Tell about what were some of the cultural shocks for you your first year in Thailand.
Well, one of the first things that they taught us was that outward display of emotion was frowned upon. You couldn't show anger, and frustration was considered anger. And so it was that was a culture shock in that, you know, you had to really guard how you express those frustrations, because if you went into the anger realm, you lost face and then you had no credibility in the culture. Mm-hmm. Other cultural things was positive was that in Thailand, they're very accepting of people for who they are and what they are. You know, they're very open to all different faiths and religious practices and, you know, their expression, you know, Maipin Rai, like, never mind, just let's just get along. That was a great part of the culture there.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that sticks out to you that you found not only maybe just difficult, but maybe humorous as well?
Oh, well, elephants on the street with taillights on their tail, you know, it's a normal thing.
John, tell me how your time in Thailand, when were times that were periods of great struggle faith-wise for you while you were out of the United States?
Well, language school was definitely a challenge to faith.
Why?
Well, because, you know, I had been successful in ministry mm-hmm. before I left, and had been able to share the gospel and to see people respond to the gospel. And then I get to Thailand and I can't even ask where the bathroom is because I don't know the word. I can't find my way out of my own subdivision because I can't read the signs. And they drive on the other side of the road, so I was always getting turned around. But to the struggle of learning language so that you can communicate was very difficult. Not only intellectually, but emotionally, because of how it was taught, and it was a spiritual battle. Mm-hmm. You know, we joked and said we prayed every day for the gift of tongues, and you never forget the first time you actually use the language in your work.
John, did this opportunity that you had to live in another country and to be able to share your faith, was it a positive or negative experience? And either way, can you explain why?
It was both. One, it was very challenging and very difficult mm-hmm. and very stressful, individually as well as for the family. You know, our kids loved it in Thailand, but growing up there in a different culture, different worldview, different freedoms, you know, it's a whole different way of raising children. But it's also a great joy because, you know, our work was to equip others. And, you know, we got to go back some years later and to see the people that were in the school where we had taught, or the people that we had worked with closely, and or a church that we had helped get established and grow, and to celebrate with them, we got to see that our work was fruitful and that the effort was worth it. We also had to learn how to live in community rather than as individuals.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely,
that communal living was very challenging to mm-hmm. people like us that are typically private. Mm-hmm. But what we learned in Thailand about how to work in different cultures and all that has allowed us to go many places around the world and do other mission work while we've been in West Virginia.
But I believe that it's also helped us in helping people in West Virginia learn to live and communicate with people from other cultures.
Yes.
Us being very insulated here in this state, we're very behind the rest of the United States in many ways in terms of dealing with people that aren't the same as we are. So I believe that that opportunity in Thailand helped us then to be able to coach people in saying there's a bigger world out there and that world is coming here and here's how you learn about people, here's how you care about them, here's how you love on them. And then you go and share your faith.
Especially in the Hispanic community that you identified in Jackson County that helped the West Virginia Baptist Convention get involved with Hispanic ministries across the state and now planting two different churches.
That was John Simmons, interviewed by his wife, Lisa. Their interview was recorded as part of the American Pilgrimage Project, a partnership of the national nonprofit StoryCorps and Georgetown University's Berkeley Center for Religion, Peace, and World Affairs. Their story was recorded in Charleston, West Virginia, and was produced by Beth Voorhees. You're listening to West Virginia Public Broadcasting. I'm Roxy Todd.